From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May has given Russia until the end of Tuesday to explain the use of a nerve agent against a former Russian double agent, Sergei Skripal, in southern England. Ms. May addressed Parliament Monday.
Our knowledge that Russia has previously produced this agent and would still be capable of doing so, Russia's record of conducting state-sponsored assassinations, and our assessment that Russia views some defectors as legitimate targets for assassinations, the government has concluded that it is highly likely that Russia was responsible for the act against Sergei and Yulia Skripal.
British officials identify the agent as being part of the Novichok group developed by the Soviet military in the 1970s and 80s. The Prime Minister said she's prepared to conclude the action amounts to an unlawful use of force by a Russian state against the United Kingdom. The White House expressed its outrage. NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg called it horrendous and completely unacceptable. Moscow has rejected the accusation. Russian parliament member and former KGB bodyguard Andrei Lugovoy said the story is part of a plan to discredit Russia. Skripal and his daughter remain hospitalized in critical condition. Exiled opposition leader Moise Katumbi said Monday that he'll return to the Democratic Republic of Congo in June to run for president, and elections now scheduled to take place in December.
I'm going to Congo. I'm not going to be arrested because I didn't do anything wrong. Moise Katumbi have to come back as a free man.
The election was supposed to take place at the end of incumbent Joseph Kabila's two-term mandate in late 2016, but has been delayed. Katumbi sought medical attention in South Africa after being accused of hiring mercenaries. This is VOA News.